Reading. Essay, Part 1. In the spring of 1988, 2 months after my husband, Clarence, was diagnosed with AIDS, I went to work as a pediatric AIDS nurse at a clinic in New Jersey. Clarence had fought in Vietnam, and now he was on the front lines of this epidemic. I felt a need to be there, too. It was a time when treatment options ran out fast. The kids I cared for got very sick and soon died. Activists were marching in the streets with signs proclaiming, "Silence equals death." But for many, AIDS was something to be whispered about or not spoken of at all. I became a keeper of secrets, and one of them was my own. "I don't want everyone to see me as your husband who has AIDS, babe," Clarence said. "I want them to know me first as a person, not a disease." I was puzzled. My never-shy husband could get up in a crowded 12-step meeting and declare, "Hi, I'm Clarence and I'm an addict." Why this reluctance? We argued about it, but in the end agreed we'd tell only close friends and family.